Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here again, taking your sources, distilling the insights.
That's what we do.
Today, we're diving into something pretty specific. Skill games in Texas.
Right. A topic that's, well, it's generating a lot of buzz lately.
Our mission really is to unpack how these games are changing things for businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, why they might be a smart move, especially looking at companies like, say, East Coast Amusements.
Exactly. We'll dig into the legal side, the very real economic benefits,
okay,
and why they've become such a compelling option for all sorts of Texas businesses. You'll get a clear picture of why this could be a low-risk, high-reward kind of opportunity.
Okay. Let's unpack that term first.
Right.
Skill games. What are we actually talking about?
Well, fundamentally, they're electronic or sometimes mechanical games where the player's ability...
Like memory. Or reflexes.
Yeah, exactly. Memory, quick decisions, strategy. That's what primarily decides if you win or lose. Not just luck, not chance.
And that distinction is crucial, right? Especially for Texas law.
Absolutely critical. Texas law generally prohibits games of chance. Think traditional gambling.
Right.
But it allows games where skill is the predominant factor. That's the key.
So has this been tested legally?
Oh, yes. What's really interesting, and something our source has highlighted, is a specific court ruling from 2024, Fannin County.
Okay, what did it say?
It directly involved Pacermatic's skill games, and the court explicitly declared them skill-based, and therefore legal under Texas law.
Ah, so that sets a strong precedent there.
A very strong one. It gives businesses a much clearer pathway.
So for businesses looking at this, maybe working with a company like East Coast Amusements.
Right. It means companies like East Coast Amusements can offer a, you know, fully compliant and legal entertainment option.
And they help with the legal side too.
Often, yes. The sources suggest they provide the necessary legal support. That's a big plus for businesses, ensuring things run smoothly.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit. The economic benefits. This is where it probably gets really interesting for, say, convenience store owners or bars.
Restaurants, bowling alleys. Yeah, absolutely.
The sources mention some pretty substantial numbers.
They do. We're looking at figures suggesting each skill game machine, just one machine, could potentially add $2,000 to $3,000 a month to the bottom line.
$2,000 to $3,000 per machine per month.
That's what the reports indicate, yeah.
Wow. And how much does it cost the business up front to get these machines in?
Well, here's the kicker our sources emphasize. Typically, there are no upfront costs. Zero.
No upfront costs whatsoever to the merchant?
None.
So how does that work? How does, say, East Coast Amusements make that possible?
It generally works on a profit-sharing model. That's the common approach. Meaning the operator, like East Coast Amusements, they provide the games, they handle the installation, the maintenance, everything.
Okay.
And the business owner, the venue, simply gets a percentage of the revenue generated. There's basically no financial risk for them.
So zero risk, potential for significant extra income.
Exactly. Plus, there are other benefits. These games, they attract customers, people looking for some interactive entertainment.
Right. Brings more people through the door, increases foot traffic.
Definitely. And not only that, players tend to stick around longer.
Ah, so they might buy more drinks, more food, other items.
Precisely. We saw one example cited where gas stations reported customers staying like 40% longer just because the games were there.
40% longer stay time. That's significant.
It really adds up.
Now, you mentioned East Coast Amusements. Our sources also noted something else about them, their community involvement.
Yeah, that's another interesting aspect. Beyond just the business side, companies like East Coast Amusements are shown to actively support community groups.
Like who?
Like the Fraternal Order of Police, for example, right, and other benevolent organizations, too.
So it's not just about profit. There's a community contribution element as well.
It seems so, yes. It adds another layer for businesses considering partnering up.
Okay, so wrapping this up, what's the main takeaway for a business owner in Texas listening right now?
Well, if you're looking for a low-risk way to potentially boost your revenue and also increase customer engagement.
Without needing a big upfront investment.
Exactly. Skill games, based on our sources, present a really compelling option, especially now with that legal clarity.
And if someone wants more specific details, perhaps about how East Coast Amusements operates.
The materials suggest reaching out directly. You can actually speak with Richard Gray in Dallas.
Got his number.
Yeah, it's 832-881-2690.
Okay, that's Richard Gray in Dallas, 832-881-2690.
He can give you the rundown on how these legal skill-based games could work for your specific place.
So today we've really taken a deep dive into these skill games in Texas. We've seen the legal standing getting clearer.
Thanks to rulings like the one in Fannin County.
Right. And we've highlighted how companies like East Coast Amusements are offering what looks like a legitimate low-risk income source.
With no upfront costs. And often with that crucial legal backing included.
It seems like a solid package.
It does. So, as you, the listener, think about enhancing your own business, consider this kind of engaging entertainment. It delivers consistent revenue, often without that initial investment hurdle.
And fosters community connection, too, in some cases.
Good point. So, maybe the question to ponder is, what really stands out to you about adding this kind of thing? How could it potentially change the game, so to speak, for your location?